I'm with Andy Gilbert, Managing Director of Go Mad Thinking. Now, Andy delivered one of the keynotes this morning at Build 11 on performance improvement through developing our thinking. It was very interesting. It's all focused around, you know, how we think and why this is important for organisations. Andy, could you just give us a run through of what you talked about this morning and some of the implications for learning and development professionals?
Okay, sure. So if I was to say three key points, the first one would be this. Organisations want to achieve results. In order to achieve results, they have to encourage people to take action. But in order to take action, those actions are determined by the quality of people's thinking. So therefore, if people think in a hindering way, they're not likely to have as great quality actions. Or alternatively, if they think in a really helpful, solution-focused way, it's more likely to engage the brain in coming up with great answers to great questions, to create great visions in their head of what success is, and to recall great memories that they can learn from. So thinking, action, results is a sequence, and the implications for L&D professionals is very often they go actions, results. Let's do training and development about the right actions to take. What should we learn? What should we know? What should we do? And I would take it one step before that and go, actually, let's invest in good quality, solution-focused thinking skills and then bolt the actions on top of that.
So how do we develop good thinking skills?
Okay, well, the second key point, because I said there was three, I don't know what the third is yet, but the number two would be, I spent a couple of years doing some research. We interviewed and studied 4,000 people who had made a difference. From that came seven key success principles, really, that could be used holistically in a systems approach for a thinking framework. So I would do it in a series of questions. Let me run through those questions very quickly for you. How strong is my reason to make a difference? What is it exactly I want to make a difference about, having a clearly defined goal? What's my level of self-belief in achieving that goal and my level of confidence in my own abilities? What are the possibilities, priorities, and a plan that will help me to get that goal? Who do I need to involve that could help me, and how do I get their buy-in? Am I going to do it? This is the personal responsibility, accountability question. And from all that, you can build an action plan. Mm-hmm. And then the seventh key principle is take action and measure results. I can't get it any simpler of how to make a difference than those seven things.
That's brilliant. Thanks very much.
Well, one more thing.
Go on.
Go to the website, www.gomadthinking.com, and there's loads of free stuff for you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention, there's lots of podcasts on iTunes as well, aren't there? So
yeah.
Lots of practical resources. Andy, thanks very much. I didn't mean to cut you off before you'd finished. Thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.